This is iRadio in the morning. It's Cooper Nuna. Hudson Taylor in studio with us.
Yay!
That's the Isle of Irish Artist Single of the Month as well. It's called Honest. We absolutely love it. Congratulations, guys.
Thank you very much. It's so nice to hear it on the radio.
It is good. It's not, it is a good buzz, though, when you hear your song on the radio. It's like,
it never gets old. It never gets old.
It's like when you hear your name shouted out for your birthday request at a nightclub. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and it's a bit after when the song's finished and you guys say the tag.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's us, bro.
But it's even going to be bigger because we're doing our first I Love Irish gig and you're our first artist to do it. So it's happening on Bank Holiday Monday at Hyde Bar in Galway. It's to celebrate, obviously, the album as well, Searching for the Answers, and with the new single, Honest. It's a big night. Sophie Doyle Wright is going to be there as well. It's over 18, so if anybody wants to come, you can't buy tickets. It's very exclusive. We're going to be doing a giveaway very, very soon on the show. We gave away a load of tickets yesterday.
Yeah, how is it you win again?
Well, we had people singing your song yesterday.
So
yeah,
many
I
people.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, they were so out of tune, like me. But it was... you know, they were, but it was great fun. It was brilliant. They loved it. So are you looking forward to this, lads? What kind of a gig can people expect?
We're really looking forward to it. I mean, some of our best gigs we've ever done have been in Galway.
Oh, yeah.
It's just such
best
a great
city in the world.
Town. Really looking forward to playing some of the new songs. It'll be just Harry and I. It'll be very intimate. We're totally open for people asking questions, how things were written, anything. You know, we're just really, really excited about it.
You wrote this tune and mixed it down in lockdown, and then John Gibbons picked you up because you got like a couple of million streams on SoundCloud. How does that just happen?
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Basically, what happened was I was always just making remixes and stuff. So it was just like any other track to me. I was just posting them all to SoundCloud and stuff. And basically, this one just went to the roof. It got like 1.5 million streams like within 2 months. It's crazy. Then obviously, John came on board and John's management were on board as well with it. And then it got signed to John's label inside Dublin, Blindsided. And then shortly after that, FFRR and Parlophone came in touch and they signed it up. So that's just crazy. Just brought it to a whole new level.
Well, congratulations, man. Delighted for you.
You've got Eli, Robert, Josh and Ryan. Welcome, Inhaler!
Hey!
Hello, very good to be with you.
How's it going, lads? We're absolutely loving the track, These Are The Days, and when they heard it, it really gives off that energy from the first time I remember hearing What's The Story, Morning Glory from Oasis. Would this have been a kind of influence for you guys at all?
Oh, yeah, I mean, we were really inspired by the whole Madchester.
Love it.
That thing, like, it started off with Joy Division, and then you like discover New Order and, you know, Oasis and Stone Roses.
Stone Roses, my favorite of them, yeah.
They're kind of a big part of our DNA, I think.
You've known each other a long time, lads. When did you form the band?
The lineup that we are now, like 2016, wasn't it? Or something. Yeah. It was when Josh joined that we, like, kind of, I think, properly started calling ourselves a band because we finally got someone who knew how to actually play their instrument. So that was really when it kind of started. Yeah, about 2016, I suppose.
Ilaria, how are you? It's Louise from iRadio. How are things?
Hi, it's all good, thank you.
How are you doing? How are you doing? Listen, I know that you text in for our I Love Irish gig, and I want to find out on this lovely Thursday, would you like to go?
I'd love to, yeah.
Good stuff, good stuff. You're a fan of Robert Grace. And of course, we would love to send you along to go and see our next I Love Irish gig.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
I can't believe it.
No bother, no bother. Listen, who are you going to bring with you?
Oh God, the boyfriend, I'll have to.
Oh, you'll have to. You'll definitely have to. Good stuff. Well, listen, thank you so much for tuning into iRadio, and we wish you all the best of luck, and I hope
you have a great time
at the gig.
Oh, you too, guys. Thanks a million.
Not a bother at all. If you want to get your hands on tickets, all you got to do is text the word gig followed by your details to 087 110207. You could be seeing Robert Grace and Emma Edel out the back of O'Flaherty's Bar in Buncrana Friday, the 9th of September. There's a few more tickets up for grabs if you fancy heading along supporting and loving great new Irish music. It's iRadio's I Love Irish.
Three, two, one, go!
Hey Donegal, fancy an I Love Irish gig with Robert Grace? We're going to be out the back at O'Flaherty's Bar Buncrana on Friday the 9th of September with Robert Grace.
I'm a little stuck in my head.
Support on the night comes from the incredible Emma Edel.
Heartbreaking something. We got a story that's not been told, shining the truth, yeah. On all the issues that made.
This is an exclusive iRadio invite only event. To get your name on the guest list, keep listening to iRadio. iRadio's I Love Irish. Supporting and loving great new Irish music.
Moncrief, we are absolutely loving the new single, Ruin. It's real kind of anthemic, I would say, when I listen to it. It really kind of gets me going. Can I ask about the inspiration for the lyrics? You're the one thing in my life I don't want to ruin. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah. It kind of stemmed from, I don't know, I always wondered, like, why the hell in my life have I been the most single person I know? But, like, basically, I just think I whenever I start to get feelings for people, well, back in the past, as soon as that started to happen, I used to run away. And I finally started seeing this person somewhere through, like, lockdown. And we got on so well. And, like, it was the one time I was just like, you know what? Like, I don't really want to run away from this. I want to see where this goes because, you know, I don't know. The song is kind of about that. It's finding that place in your life that you're like, do you know what? This is what life is really about, you know? And these are the moments that you look back on. And with that person, that's what kind of culminated it for me. And that's what kind of solidified it in my mind.
Are you excited about Independence this Friday?
Oh, man, I can't wait. Independence was like my festival that I used to go to with my friends. Like before I moved to London, we went like 3 years in a row, gotten into all sorts of shenanigans. Since the last time I went was just before I moved to London, so this is my first time back since. To be playing on such a cool stage is a dream come true, really.
Your new track, Lie, is doing absolutely outrageous. This month alone, I've been following you myself between top 20 most Shazammed song in Ireland. You're at the Gossy Awards. You're on VIP magazine. You're doing podcasts. Give me the lowdown. How are you feeling?
Yeah, it's actually been going down really, really well. We actually didn't release a track by ourselves. Say we did our last track was a feature. So we hadn't released a full Chase Navioni tune in like nearly 8 months, 9 months. So it was nice to see people still wanted to hear it anyway and stuff like
of
that.
Of course people want to hear it. Sure, the reaction has been outrageous. And what you did as well was, I feel like you trialed it because you were playing it live before you released it.
Yeah. It was just going back to, I know everyone's sick of talking about lockdown, but lockdown was we lost the ability to trial songs live. You know, because we all, that good thing, Talk To Me, Choices, they were all songs that were going down really well live. So then say Lately, which actually went really well for us, but we had never played that live when we released it. Never. It was like, yeah, it went out first and then we started playing it live. Where Lie, we actually weren't even going to release Lie, but it was going that well on live gigs. We're like, right, we have to get this out there. So, yeah.
Good morning, Ryan Mack. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, I'm super. Come here, let's get into this song, Wish You The Worst. We were listening to the lyrics and there's one really, really brilliant one where it's about wishing the worst that when somebody orders their dessert that they don't have their credit card, it gets chipped off. What's this song about? Where's all this kind of anger coming from?
Yeah, like it's funny because my girlfriend's always like, you're not really like a hateful person or like spiteful or anything like that. But I suppose, like, you know, being kind of a musician and any kind of sort of creative and you're in the limelight or whatever, you're open to a lot of criticism and you're open to a lot of, like, hatred. There's a lot of people who sit at home, have no ambition, no drive, and they tend to kind of channel that and direct it towards people who are doing things with their lives, you know? I was just trying to think of, like, what would you wish upon someone? Because obviously you've got the phrase, all the best or wish you the best, you know? And no one really says, I wish you the worst, you know?
No, I think I'm going to start using it now. Everyday scenarios, you know, when you hold the door open for somebody and they walk by and don't say thank you.
Yeah.
I usually say, you're welcome, really loudly.
So maybe I'll
just say, all right, wish you the worst. Maybe, I don't know. I'll fit it into my everyday life. I love it though, and I love all your videos on TikTok and on Instagram. You've really grown a massive audience there, so congratulations, because during lockdown it's been difficult for artists, but you really embraced being locked down and working from home and in your studio.
Unfortunately, you know, people like to be like, oh, TikTok's ruining the music business and whatever, but like, fortunate for me, it worked.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is just the day and age we live in. You have to, everything's content, everything, like people want to digest all this content and they want to know, and they want to listen to the radio, they want to listen to podcasts, they want to know every dying minute of anyone's life, you know?
Yeah.
So you have to just either, you know, jump in head first into that kind of world or not. I'm enjoying myself. It's fun. It doesn't seem like work to me, so yeah.
It is iRadio playing you Dua Lipa and Elton John in just a little bit. But right now, let's hear one of our I Love Irish tracks. Of course, if you or someone you know is making new music, you want to get it played on the radio, music@iradio.ie is the place to send it. And you could be our next I Love Irish artist, just like Nell Mescal here. This is her new track. It's In My Head on iRadio.
I look for you and other people. I nearly found you in a stranger.
I had the opportunity just before COVID to start working with Rihanna, which was absolutely incredible. She's somebody I've loved since early doors, and always wanted to work with her, and finally got the opportunity, and she was just a dream to work with.
I did not expect Rihanna to be dropped there at all. I was expecting, you know, I liked working with the lads from Picture This or Gavin James.
That's right. I was going to keep it local and say Picture This.
So you went straight in for the Rihanna. Good on you.
And she's really nice, is she?
Yeah, I thought she was absolutely incredible. Yeah, she was a dream.
Yeah, I was surprised she didn't name her child after you, in fairness, now, because she loves you so much.
Listen, you're telling me, pal.
iRadio's I Love Irish.
With Tara Cormack. Just getting
started. Yes, it is Tara with you on this bank holiday Sunday. What are you getting up to? What is the crack? 0871-102-107. Playing you nothing but the very best of new Irish music on this show till 8 p.m. So much coming up.
Hey Leash, fancy an I Love Irish gig? We're gonna be in Lily's Bar and Kitchen, Port Leash, on Sunday, 9th of October, with The Coronas.
We can write a room soundtrack, lock yourselves away, let them criticize.
Support on the night comes from the fantastic Roisin O.
I'm doing better now.
And John Doherty. This is an exclusive iRadio invite-only event, strictly over 18s only. To get your name on the guest list, keep listening to iRadio.
iRadio's I Love Irish, supporting and loving great new Irish music.
So lads, all this week we've been giving away tickets to the I Love Irish gig in Lily's in Port Leash on Sunday. Because it's an I Love Irish gig, we've been asking people what is uniquely Irish to them that they love about being Irish. So I'd like to ask you individually, you know, what is individually uniquely Irish?
Is the Child of Prague a serious Irish thing?
Oh my God. Like,
yeah.
For good weather, weddings and stuff. Because for my wedding, I remember my mother-in-law had the Child of Prague out the night before. And we got good weather and everything, so it must be.
The poor child be frozen, left out all night. But yeah, that is an Irish tradition.
Oh, hang on a second. It's an actual child from Prague.
It's a child of Prague. It's like a little statue. It's like the statue of Jesus.
Doll, statue, right,
okay.
Yeah.
I never even heard of this one.
Yeah, have you not heard of the Child of Prague and the weather?
No,
oh, you
I
need
know,
to get on
I know
that.
St. Anthony. My granny used to praise St. Anthony all the time whenever anything was lost, but I didn't know the Child of Prague. That's great. The one that I keep thinking about is do you know, and we notice it more when we go on tours. You know, the Irish people just say sorry all the time instead of like, excuse me. It's just like, so you notice it when you go to America, if you're asking someone for directions, like, and you're like, sorry. And they're like, what are you apologizing to me for? Like, you know, they don't get that at all. Or just generally saying sorry for no reason, like walking by person, like sorry. Into a lift. Sorry.
your song A Million Goodbyes. That was played on Love Island. And I want to know, Leah, did you know that that was going to be played on Love Island, or was it a surprise for you?
No, so this is what happened. I was on holidays with some of my best friends and we were out for dinner. And apparently my management had known all day and they rang me like 3 or 4 minutes before it went on and they were like, turn on Love Island now. I think they got the go ahead that it was definitely going to happen. And we were out in the middle of Spain and you can't get Love Island out there. So no. my friend's brother FaceTimed her like through the TV, holding it up to the TV, and we were all watching on this tiny little phone, and which I think makes it so much funnier in the middle of a restaurant. And straight away I started crying and everything. It was just so surreal.
Now, we love bringing you brand new music first, and if you want to find out about new Irish acts and new Irish music before everybody else, you can check out I Love Irish, which you can find on the iRadio app and our website as well, iradio.ie. Brand new Irish music on there 24/7 for you to enjoy, and we'll continue to keep playing them here on iRadio as well. Several new acts every single month, including Tyke Daly and Attain, who are going to be on with Cooper and Nuna this coming Thursday. Coming, looking forward to hearing them on, and they'll be chatting about their brand new track, which you're going to play now. It's an I Love Irish track this month here on iRadio, and it's called Not Over You.
I drink at the bar that you worked at before you left town. And I kind of miss it.
I am now joined by an artist who is well on a trajectory, to say the very least, to becoming one of the most exciting new voices in the dance world. Welcome to the show, Jazzy.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Jazzy, look, you are absolutely no stranger to the dance music scene. You've already had massive collabs with the likes of Belgers Only. Their singles Make Me Feel Good and Don't Stop Just Yet. But we are here to talk about you and your solo entrance into the music world with your track Given Me. And sorry, can we please appreciate it being blasted in the arena during the week? What was that like?
Oh, stop. Absolutely, like, core memory moments for me. It just, honestly, still doesn't feel real now. Proper, like, pinch me kind of feeling. But yeah, it was amazing hearing it played out for 28,000 people. Like, it's just absolutely crazy.
I spotted something when I was just kind of like looking over a few bits and pieces before we did this interview, and something popped up in a Hot Press article that you actually said that you want to be the first band, as Wild Youth, to represent Ireland in Eurovision. What's going on?
Yeah, we want to do it. It's funny. It's just something that kind of happened out of nowhere. So I think it was 2020 when Maneskin won. Italian group, and I happened to just walk in on my girlfriend. She's a big Eurovision fan, and I sat down with her and I seen Maneskin, and I was like, oh wow, these are cool. Eurovision's cool again. I was like, I didn't know this. And then they won, and then it's just this thing that we just started like throwing back and forth in the band, and me and Connor kept talking about it all the time. And Connor just tweeted one day and he's just like, we want to do Eurovision, what do you guys think? And it just kind of escalated then, and people were like writing back just going, please do it. And you're seeing all these Eurovision acts now playing like Coachella and stuff and all these cool gigs, and we love to just go represent our country. No band has done, I think, since like the 70s.
Excited, so excited about this. Pushing Up Daisies is the new single from The Academic. And before we get stuck into it, welcome The Academic, Craig and Stephen to iRadio. How are you, lads?
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
How's
it going?
Listen, we're very excited about this. I'm not going to make this announcement. Una's not going to do it. We're going to hand it over to you guys. What is going on with you guys and iRadio?
Well, basically, we're going to be putting on one of the most special gigs we've probably ever put on, because it's going to be the first time anyone in the world will be hearing songs from our new album, which is called Sitting Pretty, which is out the start of next year. But we're going to be putting on a little gig in the Chambers in Mullingar on the 18th of December, and you can get tickets exclusively through iRadio, the best radio station in the world, probably.
Yeah, it is the exclusive iRadio I Love Irish gig with The Academic, and we cannot wait for this. We are so buzzed. Thank you so much for doing this, lads.
Lads, you must be absolutely buzzing as well to be playing like a Christmas gig in your hometown.
Oh, delighted. We used to rehearse in the Chambers. We've actually never kind of done a full gig, so like, I can't wait to give that a go. And yeah, Christmas, all old friends, family, it'd be brilliant.
Joining me now is a man who has been travelling the length and breadth of the earth. I am joined by Páirc O'Mara. What's the crack? How are you?
How are you? What's the story? Thanks so much for having me on.
Delighted to have you. Delighted you could have taken the flight home, do you know, to have the exclusive interview on iRadio, Páirc.
The time difference is too much. Like, I had to come home just to do the interview. I'm actually flying out again straight after it.
Life of a rock star, man.
Yeah, private jet outside the door. No, I've been lucky enough to be gone away there for the last 7 weeks. I was traveling around a bit of Southeast Asia and Indonesia and writing loads as well. Like, it wasn't just kind of a holiday, like I was working a lot. And because we want to go back into studio, obviously we've the new song out next Wednesday, but we have a couple of more tunes that are already ready to rock, and we just kind of want to get another batch done just so we can kind of be ready to go and hit the ground, because that's kind of, everyone's just releasing singles left, right and center, so you need to be ready.
Gorgeous Christmas tune, that is how I know it's Christmas on iRadio. Come here, between now and Christmas, we want to send you to a very exclusive gig. I Love Irish Live. It is back and it is happening on December 18th in the Chambers Bar in Mullingar. We're bringing the Academic, Riva and Sive Skelly with us. It promises to be a very, very special night, especially as Mullingar boys, the Academic, return home to headline an exclusive I Love Irish gig ahead of their new album, Sitting Pretty, which is out on February 10th. So this is your first time to hear this material live. Would you like to head along? I'm telling you right now, this here is your cue to text gig, plus your name, age and details to 087-1102-107 now. That is gig, plus your name, age and details to 087-1102-107. And I could be popping you on that guest list to see the Academic, Sive Skelly and this lady at the Chambers Bar in Mullingar. This is Riva. It's Call Me Up.
Call me up.
A fun one, isn't it? Picture this and get on my love on iRadio. Let's get someone else on that very exclusive guest list for I Love Irish Live. We are back. We're going to be in the Chambers Bar in Mullingar on December 18th, and it is a stellar lineup. We've got the Academic, Riva and Sive Skelly, and hoping to get on that guest list now is Laura, who's in Roscommon, who joins me now. Laura, how's life?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
I am good. I have a very important question to ask you today. Are you free on the night of December 18th?
I should be, yeah.
And would you love to come to see the Academic, Riva, Sive Skelly at the Chambers Bar in Mullingar?
I definitely would.
Well, you're on that guest list, Laura. Congrats. You.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's really, it's nice to have a gig to look forward to in the lead up to Christmas, and you are on that guest list, Laura, so we'll see you down there.
Thank you so much. You're so good.
Hey Mullingar, fancy an I Love Irish gig? We're going to be in the Chambers Bar Sunday, December 18th with the Academic. Academic, who all hail from County Westmeath, will be releasing their new album, Sitting Pretty, on the 10th of February, and they're about to embark on a world tour. But before that, 200 lucky listeners can catch them playing the Chambers Bar Mullingar. Support on the night comes from the incredible Riva and the fantastic Sive Skelly. This is an exclusive iRadio invite-only event, strictly over 18s only. To get your name on the guest list, keep listening to iRadio.
iRadio's I Love Irish, supporting and loving great new Irish music.
Take us back to September, Flynn. Take us back to when you supported Lewis Capaldi at the O2 in London. What was that like for you? That must have been an incredible feeling.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was definitely one of my biggest shows to date. So it was, it was crazy. I think any time you play a show of that size, it's always hard to kind of get your head around it, and it takes a long time to sort of like let it sink in. But yeah, I think if anything, it's just like been a huge confidence booster for me going forward. But yeah, no, it was incredible. I mean, to play the O2 is just is a dream come true, you know.
And are you still friends with Lewis?
Yeah.
Will he be coming over to Mullingar anytime soon again?
I'm not sure. You might have to wait till the next fla for that, but we'll see.
This is iRadio with Cooper and Una, and we're delighted to have Amy on the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're fantastic. Hurt Like Hell. Tell us all about this amazing track.
Yeah, so Hurt Like Hell is my new single. I wrote it in Sweden last year. It's kind of your ultimate breakup slash empowering slash kick up the arse song that you need, you know, when you get heartbroken. And I'm just, I absolutely love it. It's Swedish inside and out from the first chords that you hear. And I'm just so happy that it's finally here, because I've been minding my child for like the last year, and I've now like shared her with the world.
Aww. Amy, for me, this song is a real kind of anthemic, you know, flipping the bird, fingers up to your ex, you know, I don't need you in my life. Have you gone through an experience like that that inspired you to write this song?
Yes.
Who hasn't? Not that
I know, exactly. I'm like, who hasn't?
Here we go, deep dive.
We're going full band, baby.
Yeah! Always.
Like, has to be done. I mean, for me, it's one of two things. Like, it's a huge bucket list thing for me. I've never played the Olympia before.
Oh, cool.
So to be able to go on that stage and perform is going to be huge, but then also to do it for such an amazing cause and as part of such a legendary night that has been held for so many years, it's going to be very big and important to me for sure.
We've got good news. You're going to be headlining our I Love Irish gig. How are you feeling about it?
I'm so excited. That's going to be a really gorgeous event to play. Like, I actually have a call after this with my tour manager. I'm trying to work out the set list because I want it to be juicy.
Yeah.
I want people to like leave and be like, yeah, that was a great event.
It's going to be an absolutely amazing night. We can't wait to have you there. And I think everybody is going to be really, really thrilled to have you on board. And it's going to be some hell of a show. We can't wait to
see
you.
It's going to be epic.
Jade is on the phone at the moment. Jade, are you up to much today?
I'm just on our way back from Limerick to Sligo.
Okay, very good. It's a very special week for you, is it?
Yeah, it's my birthday on Wednesday.
Nice one. Happy birthday. We want to make your day even better.
Thanks, William.
And we put out the call a couple of minutes ago and you text in when you heard all about our Isle of Irish live gig.
Yes.
You're one of many people who text in. And well done. We picked you out as a winner.
Thanks a million. Thank you.
You're on the guest list. Who are you going to bring?
I'm going to bring my other half, Ryan.
Brilliant. Well, I haven't seen Lyra before. She looks absolutely brilliant, as does Sive Skelly and Liliana. And I cannot wait to see them. It's going to be absolutely class. And you'll get to see them as well.
That's great. Thanks so much.
Brilliant. We'll see you there next.
Hey Sligo, fancy an Isle of Irish gig? We're going to be in the Garavogue, Sligo town, on Friday 31st of March with Lyra. Support on the night comes from the incredible Sive Skelly. The fantastic Liliana. I'll be there on the decks to finish out the night. This is an exclusive iRadio invite-only event. Strictly over 18s only. To get your name on the guest list, keep listening to iRadio.
iRadio's Isle of Irish. Supporting and loving great new Irish music.
It's Cooper and Una, and fresh off of our Isle of Irish gig in Sligo. Welcome to iRadio once again. Sive Skelly, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on again, guys.
Not at all. It's brilliant to have you. We're absolutely loving Superficial. It's fantastic. Tell us all about the track and where did it come from?
Yeah, thank you so much. It's probably one of my favourite songs now I've made yet. I basically wrote this song about how things look really different online and in pictures than they do in real life. And I think that's because I was kind of looking on social media sometimes and I'd see a photo of this celebrity couple and they're like holding hands walking down the street. And then you'd see a report the next week saying that they broke up. And I think sometimes people forget that a lot of the stuff that we see online is really not what's going on in real life. And I just wanted to remind people of that because I think sometimes we forget it.
Yeah, that's such a powerful message as well.
Only one of my mind, you got that power over me.
Dermot Kennedy, Power Over Me on iRadio. Paul here this afternoon with Burger King. Want a delicious taste without the meat? Plant-based burgers are available now at Burger King. Did you hear the finale for a new local hero gig last night on iRadio at 8 o'clock? The six finalists were absolutely brilliant. The future is very bright for Irish music, I have to say. And if you make music, then we want to hear it. Whatever the genre, no specific genres on this. You can email us your tracks to music@iradio.ie. Recently, we got involved with Irish Music Month with Hot Press, the IBI, and commissioned a man as well under the TV licence fee. And it was brilliant to be involved in. But we'll continue to shout about Irish music for the other 11 months of the years as well. So we would absolutely love to hear your tunes. Music@iradio.ie is that email address. And let's play an I Love Irish track right now from Pastiche. This is called Appetite here on iRadio.
I'm foaming at the mouth. Kind of lonely in this town. You only call when you're around.